Welcome to the Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast, a space for people with open hearts and minds who are on a journey of expanding consciousness. My name is Marta, and I will be sharing with you my conscious healing journey. Additionally, with my best friend Anna, we'll be exploring the great conscious transformation happening in the world. Join us on an adventure of learning the new ways of being and building bridges across the many concepts that truly need connection as we are building a better world for all beings. And let's learn together how to embrace our humanity with all of its ups and downs so that we can have as good life as possible. Hello everyone, my name is Marta and this is Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast. So today, a graceful topic of breakdown or burnout, and now what? So honestly, I have found myself in this situation where I don't even know what it is. That's why I am exploring the topic. What is it exactly that I'm going through? The result of it is that I had to take time off work. So when I have researched, you know, just asked Uncle Google, it told me that symptoms of a mental breakdown are like, you know, having anxiety or depression that you can't manage, withdraw from your usual daily activities, miss appointments or social activities, you feel hopeless or helpless. Then I checked what about burnout, and there are like 7 signs of burnout: exhaustion, lack of enthusiasm for work, reduced work performance, worry and anxiety, sleep problems, physical burnout problems, irritability and mood swings. And I was like, okay. Then I checked the symptoms of depression, and they were also quite overlapping. And to make it even more interesting, many of those symptoms are also symptoms of fibromyalgia. So honestly, it took me a while. Okay, if you just Google and check the symptoms, that's one thing. Another thing is like, is how do you actually feel about it? So I think for me, a breakdown is something maybe a little more sudden. Maybe there is an event that causes sudden, really bigger fall in the way you feel. It could also be that it's a longer time of difficulty. However, there is this one event too many, you know, a specific thing happens. And after that, you simply cannot come back to doing stuff. So I thought that maybe breakdown is this moment. And it could simply happen after a time of burnout where you simply cannot continue. So symptoms of a burnout for me, like specifically the way I have been feeling it myself, has been extremely hard to get myself together to start the workday. So it became more and more difficult to even start working. And less motivation, less and less ability to focus, and more and more time when I felt like, oh, I simply am not gonna be able to make it anymore. I came to the place where I actually started to go less and less to the office. And there were other reasons for it than a burnout as well. However, not wanting to go, less and less meeting people, or only being able to meet very specific people with whom I could feel I can be myself. I don't have to pretend somehow, somewhere, someone I am not. So very, very few people that I could be with. And I have started to see I have been switching off the camera more and more. And then I came to the place where I, like starting a work day, I could only pull in the computer into the bed. Like I literally was working from the bed more and more frequently. That was doable. Like if I could stay in bed under my blanket and do work, that actually felt all right. However, yeah, more and more concerning. And that I have been like, okay, I am having more and more burnout symptoms. And I think the burnout is really when it does not help if you take time off. So if you take some vacation and you come back, let's say after a week, and after a day or two, you're back, you know, where you were before you left. So I think this is what really makes a difference between just being or just being stressed, long-term stress. That's another way of looking at it. But from a temporary stress or a temporary difficulty, it's when, even if you're taking a break, even if you have a good practice of taking care of yourself, which I do. I have an amazing practice of taking care of myself, and yet the symptoms persist. And I recently opened my journal and I found out in December I was writing, I have already had the symptoms of burnout for so many months. And now we are in June the next year. So it took a very long time. I was able to manage symptoms of a deep, deep burnout. And it is because I have an amazing, very, very solid daily self-care practice. It is also because many of those symptoms are common for fibromyalgia, and I have learned to live with that. And it's very, very hard to live like that. It's very, very hard to live like that. So over time, I have started to notice symptoms of depression. And that is also when I finally went to the doctor sent me a depression scheme. And yes, that also has come out there. So imagine you find yourself as a, you like to consider yourself as a conscious person, a person that has a good relationship with yourself, a person that has amazing self-care. I mean, I start my day every single day with breath work and some meditation. I go to the forest 6 out of 7 days a week for a long, good walk and exercise and meditate and have therapy sessions twice a week. Like, I really, really solidly, very, very well and really daily take care of myself. And you do that. And you do that daily and you expand your self-care practice. And yet the symptoms of a burnout are not, or burnout or depression, are not easing up. It's going deeper and deeper and deeper. And how do you go with it? So you are a person that is quite aware of yourself and you can see what's going on with you. You perceive it, you sense it, you feel it, and yet you continue because, I mean, what do you do if you are already taking care of yourself? You find new ways to take care of yourself. You use help like I do, therapy twice a week and physical activity and mental and emotional and spiritual, you know, all the levels, and really, really daily. And in my personal situation, apart from the fact of living with physical pain that is diagnosed as fibromyalgia for several years already, which is exhausting, and living with this kind of chronic pain, it often causes depression. Many people who are diagnosed with fibromyalgia, they do get the diagnosis of depression as well. I have had a very, very hard situation at home. So I have a child with difficulties and now diagnosed with ADHD and autism. And that child has not been functioning, has not been going to school. And this has been a very, very interesting journey because I had this belief that we just needed to find the right help. We just needed to find the right people, the right therapists, the right pedagogues, the right school, the right things to help us. And I have been living for years waiting for that help, for that person, for that teacher, for that therapist, for that psychologist, for that psychiatrist, for that, you know, and I have really, really been trying following the path of psychiatry, psychology as well as spiritual and physical. I have been following whatever I could to approach this situation, to heal that situation. And you're putting more and more energy into it. You're putting a lot of hope into it. And I have noticed that in time, finally, after years of asking for it, finally the help coming in and more people being engaged in trying to help my child. And less he goes to school. And more of the time, I am finding myself at work, you know, in working hours when you're supposed to focus on work. And at the same time, having to participate in dozens of meetings, being always like every single day disturbed in my work, either because of a child needs attention or because one of the 10 people that is trying to help my child is calling me or calling me for meetings, or the other children in my family, because if it was the only child, maybe it would be doable. However, there are other children and they also need attention. And one of them started to have difficulties, as we all go, you know, through cycles up and down. We have challenges, we have difficulties. And I found myself in this situation where I have been very consciously working on healing my fibromyalgia, very consciously working on my general conscious healing journey, very consciously working on my family and seeing how the entire family system is functioning and what are the areas where we are not healthy, and wanting with all my heart, because there is nothing more important for me than my family, to find ways of healing. And having the dearest, you know, the dearest you have in life, your own child, that is less and less functioning, closing himself off in his room, closing himself off from school, from friends, from family. It's extremely painful. It's extremely, extremely painful. And you are doing your best to help him. You're doing your best to support to heal the whole family system. You're using all the possible methods and tools and help and therapy and all that. And things are continuously getting worse. You know, it's going deeper and deeper, more and more painful, less and less functioning. And you're also aware at the same time, the world is going through a grand transformation. And you know that it's happening and that it makes all the sense of the world, that all the pain, all the trauma, all the unconscious just simply needs to come to the surface and it needs healing. And you know that the systems are failing, and you can, you know, you're learning about it every day in the way the system works and is unable to support you and your child. And the school systems are failing, and you are seeing it with your two children that simply are not thriving at school. And you are experiencing it firsthand. And you know that it's a part of that transformation, and you know that is bound to happen. It has to happen. However, when you are in the middle of it and you are going through so many layers of healing and with such a level of awareness of what's going on, and you are constantly processing all those levels, and even though you know and you understand and you see the bigger picture and you have a level of trust in your daily life, it just simply sucks day after day after day. And all of those tools and methods and healings and whatever you trusted is not making a difference in terms of, you know, let's be honest, our human parts just simply want to feel better. After a time of pain and depression and which I personally accept. I believe in cyclicity. I believe we are going through cycles, and cycles of depression are also needed. It's when the deep repair is happening, or deep repair may be happening if we are going through it consciously. So I am a person that welcomes to a certain level. I do need to admit that I do have my limits, but I am a person who can welcome pain, who can welcome depression, who can welcome burnout. And the burnout comes and I feel how extremely difficult it is to live my life, and we still need to feed the children still need to learn something somehow, you're so depleted and there is nothing you can do for yourself or for your child anymore. You are literally feeling so burned out, you cannot continue, right? So you welcome the burnout, and you know that the burnout is what naturally needs to happen. The things need to burn out, like literally burn out, the things that no longer serve you, so that you can welcome the new. And I'm saying you very often, but I actually mean myself, you know. I came to this place and I just welcomed the burnout, and I see it like a dance. Okay, burnout, you are here. I am feeling completely exhausted, depleted. I am, you know, pulling my laptop into my bed to be able to do work. And I am like, I feel like I'm crawling out of bed to be able to make a dinner for my children, right? So I am like at this level of, you know, very, very severe burnout. Many days, there are of course good days. And as soon as a good day comes, oh, it's done. Oh my God, how wonderful. Finally, you know, I have done my work. I have welcomed my burnout. I have welcomed my pain. I have learned from my fibromyalgia, from my exhaustion, from my pain, from all the, there's a lot of emotional pain. I have been doing my conscious healing several times a week and my therapy twice a week. And finally, you know, like, all the pain, all the trauma, all that needed to come out from my unconscious has come out. I have, you know, I have worked through it. I have welcomed it. I have given it a voice. I have processed it. I have really, 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 you know, given it all the love and compassion I could muster. Thank God, you know, it's done. I'm ready. That comes every single time there is a good day. You get that ray of hope, or I get that ray of hope, ray of sunshine. You know, finally the cycle, the healing cycle is being completed. I can come out of it, because that's what I believe in, you know. Everything, our life is a cycle and we go through it. You know, sometimes we need to go into the dark. Some people call it the dark night of the soul. We really, really need to, you know, be in our darkness, in our traumas, in our whatever that is. That darkness could have many different faces, so that we can come out to the light. And then the great time of creativity, of progress, of, you know, doing follows. That's, you know, that's kind of like what I expect the life to be. In our Western civilization, we don't even welcome that. We think that we should be productive all of the time. We should deliver all of the time. We should do all the time. We negate the natural cycle of nature. And that's hard. You know, that's hard, especially if you find yourself on the dark part of your journey. And I have really, really gone through it. I had a period of time where the disarray in my family, my child, not feeling well, not thriving, and at the same time going through a really, really hard time at work and having a lesson in toxic leadership, in psychological unsafety, in manipulation, and really like levels of toxicity I have not met before. And being a sensitive person, being a person that feels stuff, like literally getting physically sick, you know, to the level of feeling so much toxicity in my system, throwing up, you know, and like literally feeling that level, you know, to my physical body. So I have felt like I have really, really welcomed that, all of it. I have learned from it, stepped out from that toxicity, invited something different at work. And then comes this specific day, I go to a family therapy where we are working with the challenges in our family system. And it comes out that the pain of my other children, how it impacts them to have that kind of difficulty we have in our family. And I can feel an actual heartbreak. So that heartbreak in that family therapy session was what happened that I would describe as a breakdown. So we came out of that family session, and to make it very clear, it was extremely hard. It was heartbreaking. Like, I literally felt my heart broke, and I welcomed it. You know, I was deeply, deeply touched and very, very grateful for being able to see it, being able to see all my children, right? To see myself, see my husband in it, see the five of us, and the level of suffering that we are going through, you know, the level of pain we are going through in our family system, because I believe we are a system when we are a family. And if one in the system is not thriving, it has impact on the full system. Unless you are, you know, master level, then whatever, and you really, really have come to that place where you have worked through all the energy lines so that it no longer affects you. If you're not there, if you're not that kind of master, you know, you're connected, you are one, you are a part of that system. So the breakdown comes, and the breakdown is like, I can't do it anymore. I have to allow for the burnout to fully happen. I have to let go of stuff. I have to stop doing. I have to stop having that extreme self-care, work, family, constant whirlwind, because I'm missing something. So even though I am aware, even though I spend time, I take, you know, family therapy, personal therapy, conscious healing, meditation, breathing, and even though I'm doing all of that, I have not reached that point, you know, that tipping point where things can start transforming into what feels better, not a constant difficulty or challenge or pain or suffering, but actually feels better. I have decided to go to my doctor and say how things are. So I spoke to my doctor and like, yeah, you know, fibromyalgia and, you know, depression and burnout and now breakdown, whatever we call it. I simply can no longer do it this way. I have to allow to fully let the things burn out, let go of the old ideas, let go of the old ways of being, become a part of that transformation, and really, really allow myself to fall apart. Because I have been keeping myself together, right? For many, many, many years, have been keeping myself together through the different ways. Allow myself to actually, you know, fall apart so that I can rebuild myself and also like be able to help my child. You know, I cannot help my child if I am in such a place. It's simply impossible. I mean, it's just not possible. So yeah. So what now? What now? So I let go of work for some time after recommendation from my doctor. I am having time to take care of myself. I am having more time to take care of my child and second child and the family situation. I have a third child, but the third child is almost an adult and mostly taking care of himself. Sometimes I also get to be allowed to take care of him as well. And it's hard. It's very, very hard. I was raised in a solution mode. I should be able to find solutions for everything. I was raised in a society where I should be working, I should be delivering, I should be able to cope with that. You know, you can have it all. You can be a mother and you can have healthy, happy children and you can have a good career and you can have a good relationship and you can have a good social life. That's the story we are being told, right? That's the story that is repeatedly told. You know, you can have it all and you are expected to have it all, right? Expected as a woman to be able to manage it all. And then suddenly you find yourself in that space where it's like, ooh, I don't even want to do that anymore. You know, it's like, oh my God, if that's the way the life should look like, I mean, that's so tiring. That's so exhausting. So what now? Well, now it's about welcoming the chaos. It's now about opening my heart, opening my emotions, opening my full self to all that healing, all that suffering, all the stuff that still needs to be seen and felt, and opening myself to letting go of control, and above all, opening myself to trusting that it's all happening exactly the way it's supposed to happen. Not judging myself, and not judging my son, my children, my husband, our family situation as really, really bad and, you know, awful and heartbreaking and unbearable and a struggle, you know, letting go of that story, letting that fall away into that chaos, really, really chaos, and allowing for the new to come. Because I believe with the transformation we are going through in the world, things are falling apart and new things are being built. And in order to be able to welcome the new things where you don't know what the new things are and how they are supposed to look like, you have to be able to accept the uncertainty. You have to be able to feel the pain, be in uncertainty. You have to be able to appreciate, acknowledge what no longer works for you. You know, feel that real, real gratitude for all the lessons that it has brought you, like fully, fully embrace and integrate those lessons. And above all, you also have to survive in the normal life. You still need to have the house or the shelter, the money, the food, you know, whatever that is needed. At the same time, transforming the whole consciousness around it. That's a pretty amazing work to do. So here's a little bit of the story of burnout, breakdown, depression, fibromyalgia, autism, ADHD. We get a lot of diagnoses these days, right? Just a few that have landed in my family system because I have learned that you cannot get help in the system unless you're put in the certain boxes. For my child, there was no way to get any help. It was not enough. The fact that he's not thriving and the school system doesn't work for him, that was not possible. The only possibility to get help was to find a diagnosis, find a name, put him into a certain box, and then the help was supposed to happen. That's also not entirely what happened. However, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. And I feel it's important for me to take that journey and to be in it and to allow really, really learn that part of our human journey and really, really allow these ways of the way we cope with problems, our systems, to really, really allow it, welcome it, and see, can any of it help? You know, can any of it actually help? While at the same time, doing my own conscious journey, my own healing, my own checking in with myself, what resonates, what does not resonate. So I am fine with receiving a diagnosis. And for example, I say thank you, but not thank you to medication, right? I want to go through it fully, fully consciously and see how much pain I can welcome and process. And at the same time, being very open to the possibility that I might change my mind and I might want to welcome medication in the future. So if my entire work does not start bringing me out of the suffering, out of the dark, I might open myself to medication as well. I'm literally learning in that process. How do I follow my inner guidance system? How do I follow my inner guidance system so that I can have my mind and my heart so open that I can receive help? I can choose help. I can choose the way to go from any realm, however physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, whichever level, as long as I can be really, you know, centered and aligned with myself, I can welcome any of those that resonate with me. And that's a conscious healing journey for me. That's really, really being able to be so honest, so tuned into myself, so kind with myself, and at the same time still very, very honest and continuously opening up to my biases, to my blind spots, and bringing back the kindness, the compassion, the love, and then being honest and seeing the manipulations, the influences, the, you know, like, that's a conscious healing journey for me, because I think in that podcast, I have not yet really said what conscious healing is for me. Maybe a whole episode is needed for that. So yeah, that will be it for today. I am in this moment of time fully, fully welcoming my burnout, my breakdown, my depression, my fibromyalgia, the dysfunctions and unhealthiness of my family. I am receiving all the help that resonates with me, and I am blessed with wonderful people around me, wonderful friends, therapists, and counselors, and guides, and however you want to call it. I welcome them, and I am continuously feeling into myself and discerning what works for me, what works for my family. And yeah, that's what is now. It's absolutely, completely welcoming the fall down, the chaos, the pain, the suffering, the healing, the help, the therapy. And let's see where it takes us. I am weaving that web of consciousness, and it's extremely hard. And I still want to be so open to feel the beauty in it. And I invite joy. That's one part that has really, really not been a part of my journey recently much. It has been so little joy. So that's definitely the part that I really, really want to open my heart to and like really, really invite the joy. Yes, there is a lot of sadness and trauma and suffering and pain. And I deeply, deeply believe that it does not have to be either or. So welcoming the joy, inviting it as much as I possibly can. Inviting as much love and compassion as I possibly can, because that's what I believe healing is. It's applying the love and compassion to places that hurt, creating that space for my body, my mind, my soul to come together, and invoking, inviting as much love and compassion as I possibly can. And finding people who can help me with that, who can be that mirror for me in this journey. And yeah, that's where I am. That's where it is right now. And I would love to hear from you. Does it resonate? Do you have any questions? Are you on the same journey? How are you working with it? And let's stay in touch. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of the day. Bye.